I would like to call this meeting to order. Please rise for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke.
Here.
Colosimo. Cut.
Here.
Belshinsky.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Teeling.
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? Any citizen comments on anything that's on the agenda? I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Beth, you're going to have to keep up.
I know. Belshinsky.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Cut.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, well, moving on to the mayor's report. You know, it's unfortunate that Alderman Colosimo is not here tonight. It's the first city council meeting he has ever missed. We're actually entering into an agreement to sell the caboose.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure he would have liked to have been here for that. But I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving the purchase agreement binding among Don Harbach and the city for the sale of the downtown caboose and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments or questions? I think it's a real good deal for the government. We bought it for $10,000. We're selling it for
$5,000. How many years? It's depreciated, right?
Depreciated. Okay, roll call, please.
Teeling.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Cut.
Aye.
Frieders.
That's a yes.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Belshinsky.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing a third amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing May 1st, 2016 and ending on April 30th, 2017 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Coke.
Aye.
Cut.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Belshinsky.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will turn it over to Alderman Funkhauser for the Public Works Committee report.
I make a motion to approve an ordinance establishing a filing fee for the program of notice and recording of testing results for backflow prevention devices and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call. Yes, sir.
How many of these things we got? And I just want to say that in America, you can make money doing anything. Compliance tracking of backflow prevention devices. It's an amazing career, so I'm actually kind of... I was reading the whole packet like, this is fascinating. It's a whole new market I've never even ventured into. So, yeah, that's...
Second, third.
Yes, sir.
Real quick. The only reason this is on the agenda versus consent, just want to make clear that this is actually something that we are removing from the general fund as a tax that we have on our levy. It will go and be a user-based fee now, so that is really a big part. We're pulling this out of something that we are absorbing as a city public service. And that will be something that if you have this system, you're going to be paying for it in a user fee.
So how do you know if you have it?
Well, I wanted to add to that. I originally it was going to be a fee on the water bill or something that everybody paid. I was not for that, but being that it's a special hookup connection, i.e. a sprinkler system or a pole that's hard hooked up to the city water system.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Teeling.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Cut.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Mosiewski.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, I will turn it over to Alderman Mosiewski for the Administration Committee report.
Well, we don't have a motion for this. We just have some discussion. As for the last year, we've been looking at other options. We're already in the Aurora Area Prevention Visitor Bureau, and we've worked diligently for a year or more talking about this. There's three options out there. Mike, do you have anything like options?
The memo outlines all three of them. The Aurora Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is offering us basically 40% of our total contributions to be discretionary funds for your own specific marketing. Heritage Corridor has actually offered us 60% of whatever we want to pay for them. There's some different drawbacks with them in that we're changing market areas, and they are membership-based. So all of our businesses in town were to be in the marketing materials would have to too. And then we could always create our own in-house bureau, and that's in there too. We can make that work however we wanted to. There is a sample budget that the city's tourism consultant provided to you. So really just looking for feedback here. If you tell us that you like one direction or the other, we'll proceed with either creating an action plan or a resolution to be happy with it.
The committee really did have a lot of
involvement.
It had no response to any of the three.
Yes, sir.
All right. I called Carlo on the way in because I knew he wasn't going to be here, just to kind of get his feedback. And I gave him a succinct synopsis of each of the three options. So we'll leave AACVB where it is right now. But the HCCVB, the downside was the fact that you have to get buy-in from all of the members that are already here. Seems kind of counterintuitive based on the fact that we've had all of this work done by the AACVB over the last number of years. So that would basically be a process. And then the idea that we would have an in-house tourism service, that's kind of starting from scratch. And as far as I'm concerned, my biggest, not complaint, but my biggest concern about the AACVB was that we don't know what we're spending money on, and we don't know what the return is, and we don't really have any way of measuring it from year to year. How are you doing on markets? So the three things that impressed me the most from the AACVB's proposal for the pilot program. Number one was the inclusion of the sports programs. I already told you, I think that's exactly what we got to do. And the only way that we're going to be able to tag on to the success of the Fox Valley Park District and that Stewart complex, which is huge, is to be a part of the organization that gets that place filled. And then when there's the smaller ones that wouldn't take up more than a fifth of the land space, at Stewart, we can hop on them as far as our available parks. So I like that direction. I'm totally on board with that. The other is the fact that they've moved towards capturing the metrics of where their website is receiving traffic, where it's being sent to, and they have a better idea of where the business is coming from and where to continue to invest money in to get more business from. So I think that's an excellent move. Was it Allstate or State Farm? One of the guys that you got is from a very large business that is data-driven. So the fact that they're now using the data, which we've been basically screaming for the last 3 years, that's exciting. The third thing, which I'm the most impressed with and the happiest about, is the 40% of our money staying just to toot our own horn. I mean, now that we're going to be cabooseless, we need all the toots we can get. So I think having this in the contract, understanding going forward that 40% of our dollars should be cycled back to publicize our own events, I think that's important because I kind of illustrated the importance of advertising, not to people outside the area, but if you look at your own population as tourists in and of themselves, the amount of money you get on return is unbelievable because nobody has any idea how to spend money in their own city when all the tourism boards are from out of state. So I had mentioned to Court last week that I finally saw one of these things pop up on my feed without having to look for it, and it was the top 10 events in the area. It had the place where the event was, the organizer of the event, and then either the brewery or the restaurant that was sponsoring the event. And then there was a brewery festival, and it had all the breweries listed, all of the potential vendors, even the bands were hyperlinked. So when you give someone that much information, it's highly unlikely they're going to be able to pass by it because it was a smattering of pictures that all looked awesome, and that's exactly what we've been looking for the last 3 or 4 years. So as far as all this stuff is concerned, I think the AACVB pilot program is exactly the direction we should go to. And Carlo, even though he's not here, I'll take his candy. Even though he wasn't here, he was super on board with the idea that, okay, we're going to have dedicated dollars for Yorkville, and we're going to be capturing metrics, and we don't have to change much besides what we're talking about right now. So that's, in my opinion, we got to let them take this year and make the pilot program a success, because that's what we want in the first place.
Anyone else? Yes, go ahead. If we stay with Aurora, we're talking another 1 year, or what's the contract one?
Well, there's two separate items for discussion. And the pilot program is a year term. I don't know if you've actually formally talked about what the renewal would be. And that's sort of a co-decision for us to make and for the intergovernmental agreement entities to make as well. So has that been a discussion point? Or?
The reason it is a pilot program is because there was some uncertainty of whether it would be successful and whether or not that Yorkville or the other eligible parties would actually buy in and utilize it. Created a pilot so that if it didn't go as planned, that if the beneficiaries didn't see it to be worthwhile, it could be taken off and not have it as something that's lingering. With regard to the renewal of our IGA, obviously that's just a 1 year. The pilot program cycles with that, if you look at the dates, and that is so that if Yorkville decides in a year from now we choose not to, we were the only beneficiary of the pilot program, it could be repealed if it wasn't successful for the CDB as well. Part of it is the CDB is not certain how the pilot program will affect everything in terms of, you know, marketing funds, whatnot. So there's some tracking that needs to be done to see how it's going to work with the CDB, moving things around, tracking staff time for the dedicated funds. So that's where it is as being a pilot program and why there are, you know, it was supported by the board. It is something that is put in place that the board is comfortable, you know, putting out there to the eligible partners. But there was concern on will it do what it's expected. And there were some very candid comments about, is Yorkville going to go for it? Or will they accept it? Will they like it? Will it work for them? And are they going to see a benefit? And candidly, that's for us to determine. Because the pilot program will have approximately $28,000 for us to have staff put together a marketing program to have the CBB put in place for us. So itemize what we want to do. And if it's not successful, in part, it's going to be our fault. We're going to be responsible for what we're putting out there. But what it does is it gives us control. It's something we've never had directly, which we will have, but we also will have some, you know, responsibility. If we choose not to actually utilize the funds in the marketing campaign, that's to our disadvantage. If those funds go back to the CBB, they will just reinvest it as they would any other place. There are benefits to it. There are also some negatives to it. Negatives being we are taking money out of the general marketing fund from the CDB to tailor these programs. The program, I think, is beneficial to Yorkville. I think the CDB has made some major strides in the past year with the additions of our new marketing director and sales director. Those two positions, as Joel has said, have gone a long way to improve the information that's being sent back to the board. I haven't shared some of the new forms that have come back because it's the, I think we're in the second month of the new forms that we have received. Those will start coming out, so you'll see actually some information custom, with custom-based information for your group. So we're going to see how this works out. Joel mentioned Heritage. I'll be very candid. I do not think that the Heritage corridors demographics works with Yorkville. Speaking with our major attractions, our hotel and our water park, they do not feel that it's best suited for us to enter into the Heritage. And I personally believe that as well. I don't think that it is best suited for us after looking at what they offer, what we have. One item to note about leaving the CVB, if we leave the CVB and join the Heritage, Raging Waves, Hampton Inn, they cannot advertise with the Aurora Area CBB. It is one of the policies that the CBB has in place that precludes non-members or partners from spending their money in that territory. It's a matter of trying to keep some control, and for those who are paying their taxes or their hotel debt taxes, to actually get what they're supposed to get out of it. So that's a few of them. And then obviously there's the third option of going our own. That one, while it may be very, very beneficial to us in the aspect of we have full control, issues would be startup. It would be something, it is a full-out startup. We would have to ramp up and get geared up for that there. That could take some time, but we do have the SMG report that gives us an outline of what it would take, what we could do with our money, and it's not a bad proposal. So there are the three. My recommendation is to eliminate the one going to Heritage, and then our decision would be then, do we continue with your bill, or do we continue with the CBB, or go with our own? So if anybody has discussions, I know Quartz is here about the marketing proposal thing, but has questions on that if it was in the packet.
The pilot program, where they give that money to Yorkville, are they doing that for other communities that are in the CBB?
Three of them. Us, North Aurora, and St. Louis are eligible.
Because it struck me when you said that it'll just, you know, it shorts them out of their budget of doing things. So how is that?
It is. There are qualifications that you have to meet in order to be eligible. Aurora is not eligible because they do not contribute 90% of their hotel bed tax, and you have to contribute at least $10,000. So there are only three municipalities that do qualify for the program. And when I mentioned that it would short the general fund, if you look at the total budget, what the CBB has, it's taken from the main pool, but it's putting it into...
Yeah, so we're just getting our own right. Stuff out there.
So it's going to be more customized. In reality, do I think that the CBB will see a major difference in shift of the marketing? Probably not. It's just it's going to be more tailored towards Yorkville if we were to go that direction or that route.
Yeah, I don't think it takes away from the organization as a whole if we're doing specific marketing. Yes?
So, if we go with this, back to Aurora, with this 40% investment, that's going to take our staff time. How is that going to affect staff? If we're going to be giving them the information, I mean, how is that going to happen? Is that us providing them with the information?
We talked about this briefly in a meeting, staff level meeting a couple weeks ago, but I see it more as, we would utilize the in-house AACBB staff as kind of like our staff for tourism services, and so we would basically broker marketing plan overview and, have them basically pitch to us, what their plan would be for the year, and then so we would review it and say, yes, this looks good, or no, we're thinking about going in a different direction, and then bringing our recommendation forward to the board. So I don't really see it as much of a staff time issue for Yorkville, other than just like reviewing what they've produced, giving them some guidance, and then bringing it forward for everybody else to review.
Okay, what would be an example? I guess I want more specifics. I'm just a guy, Thomas. I've stayed here a long time,
sure. And
no offense to you, board, but you might not be here next year. You've gone through this, so I'm just stating fact. Okay, that's what I do. So, what's an example of this? You talk to us, been mulling it, give me an example how this would work for us. How do you see this 40%?
Sure. So let's say the Sports Alliance arm of the organization is successful in gaining a large regional softball tournament, for a specific weekend. So they've gathered a couple thousand room nights, and they've told us about it, and it's a year in advance. We could go and say, okay, we know that there's going to be this many people in town and in the area for this. We'd like to do some sort of ad buy and place it in the Tribune or the Record, or just do a Facebook boosted post, and we want them to design the creative. Whether they do that in-house or sub that out to an actual ad agency is up to them. But I would look at it and say, you tell me, as the tourism experts, how you think we should market this event. If there's like a city festival going on, we can kind of incorporate it. or if we're just going to like spotlight like a local restaurant or the movie theater or something, and come up with something that we can say, you know, hey, it's $5,000 and give me the best, you know, reach for that money. And then tell us what you think is a good idea to do. We would review their plan and then approve it or deny it. So that could be one example. But I would imagine, like, in the Heritage model, they will sit down annually and will say, we want to spend out of this, you know, 30 grand, five of it on website search engine optimization. And they're going to spend five on print ads, and they're going to spend 10 on TV ads, and the other 10 is going to be a, you know, a special, like, you know, full-page ad in their catalog. So I would imagine it would be like a high-level meeting to kind of break out a budget, but then it would be reviewing individual deliverables. And then you have a completely different plan on how to interact with us, and that'd be fine. But that's how I see it. Is, you know, I would look at it from a very high-level guidance for the client, and, you know, let them produce some stuff for us each year.
Just a note, I may be misspeaking, but I believe they said Waging Waves belongs to the Heritage. They are not what they pay there.
Correct. Yeah, they advertise
for people there
pretty significantly with them. Yeah. So.
Well, just because we made the statement that other people would, you know, other entities would have to buy in, like, say,
yeah.
Hampton would.
I think
Chris's
point is if we join Heritage, then Raging Waves would not be able to advertise with the world.
Right, but there was also that they would also have to become members of it.
Yeah.
That was safe, but they are beyond.
Sure.
Sure. Just for clarification.
And if I could, too, on that one, the Aurora Area CBD is not a membership organization. You cannot buy into it. The only members are the communities that are entered into the intergovernmental agreement, the 10 member communities. You know, somebody from down in the Heritage.
Oswego can buy a whole page in?
They cannot. They cannot.
Anymore.
Not even. And that's part of that. But by the bylaws, it's not a membership organization, so you can't buy in. But the Heritage is. If the Hampton wants to spend $10,000 on an ad buy down the Heritage quarter, they could. Raging Waves does that on a regular basis. They spend a lot of money in that quarter. That quarter goes from Chicago out to Utica, so for them, it makes sense. If we were to transition to the Heritage, they could not do market buys, ad buys in the ABCBB due to the restrictions of the CBB bylaws. So those are a couple of things to keep in mind.
Sorry, a point of clarification about the intergovernmental agreement. I think there is one more year left on it, and we were required to notify them within. So there's no issue other than we just have to notify them whether we are stepping out of the organization or whether we're remaining. Yeah.
Do we need to take a vote tonight?
I think it's a consensus of which way we want to go, or we're going to bring it back in 2 weeks probably.
Correct.
But now, on this, Chris, now in the pilot program, it mentions that the Convention Bureau staff time is not a part of our 40% or $28,000. After the pilot program, was there any discussion at the board level about maybe charging these three municipalities for a CBB staff time?
During the exploration of the program, that topic was discussed. Does staff time get put into it? And that was ruled out. Mm-hmm. So it was vetted, and it was decided that that was not the best use of time. That was not the intent of the program, was to track time against the $28,000 or 40%. So is it possible that it could happen? Yes, as this is a pilot program. Mm-hmm. Is that the intent? No, we're not. So, and myself, I sit on the executive board, the ones that created this program. This is one of the ideas that I had brought forward to the board and the executive, and this is what came out of it. I do think it's a good program. I hope that it would be successful for the city, that our staff would be able to work together with the CBB and create something that we can, you know, take some ownership on and actually, with the new staff that we have, start creating something that works in our benefit, that we can see the returns that we've been asking for.
It just seems like everything that we've complained about and everything we asked for is kind of addressed in this pilot program. Now we've asked for accountability, some sort of tracking mechanism, some more input. I think this kind of addresses all three of those issues. Yes, ma'am.
Back in May, Bart, when you had, there's a memo that I think we talked about the Heritage Corridor. Do you feel, at that time you were saying that, you know, that's what we've been asking for. They offer what we've been asking for.
Yes.
Do you think this is Aurora? Is it your opinion? I mean, you talk to people and do research on Heritage. This is getting closer? Is it better? What's your comparison?
My assessment is that Heritage is a larger and more established organization with more staff members that probably have different skill sets than Aurora had in the past. I think with some of the recent hires, you know, they've caught up expertise-wise. And so it's half of it is buying power, you know, with different ad agencies and media outlets. You know, if they've got a larger budget, theoretically they throw, you know, maybe a little bit better value at like a unit rate. But is it going to be a large amount? I doubt it. And, you know, with Heritage, too, you get 20%, you know, more discretionary funds. And they are kind of like a, you know, consultant-based organization where, you know, we decide each year how much money to put in, and really we negotiate it every year. So it's different. I think that the Aurora Bureau, with their sports focus, has the potential probably to be a little bit more locally beneficial than Heritage was. You know, Heritage is not going to be able to put up the type of, you know, sports tournament leagues that Aurora is.
Anyone?
No, I look at these three options. I think Alderman Funkhauser did on Heritage Corridor, which is like a great organization. I just don't see Yorkville being geographically compatible with them. I don't see how it would fit there. And the third option of doing it in-house, I mean, staff's got enough going on in the near future here. I'm impressed with the pilot program. I'm encouraged by it. I think that's the way I'm leaning right now.
Yes.
The third option, how can you explain how that would affect staff? Like,
it all depends on how much of the discretionary budget we want to use towards, you know, nuts and bolts issues versus, like, management of the service. So in the budget that the consultant recommended, a fair amount of it, especially at first, would be on staff for, you know, selecting a website vendor or working with the website vendor to create the website, to, you know, probably administer some of the ad buys, to review different, you know, creative materials that's produced for the ad buys. I haven't sat down and, like, figured out how many hours it would be, but it would be fairly intense, I would think, for the first year or two.
Having to probably hire someone, do you think, to do that? So maybe.
You know, I hadn't really thought of that far in advance. Certainly, if we hire somebody, it would be, you know, beneficial. But, you know, $65,000 is a fair amount of money, and you might be able to just, you know, get consultants to do some of the limited things and just kind of muddle through it for the first year or two.
This, go ahead.
So as I said, the Heritage Corridor, I would recommend against that. Our third option of going our own, that would take a lot of startup. It would be something that would have that fit. I think there's potential that if we did that, it would be a great opportunity for shared services with Oswego, who is very compatible with us in size, amenities, location. So if we were to choose to go option three, we do have some benefit, I think, if we wanted to try to go that route. We've seen some substantial increases in our hotel bed tax numbers that have come in. Since I've been on board, I've seen it go from $55,000 to approximately $70,000 plus for the estimates for this year. So those numbers are growing up. The downside of that third option is the startup time and creating our image. My recommendation to the board, or to our council, would be to stay with the CBB. I would ask that we would address it formally through a resolution if we could, in order to commit. As I know we don't have any requirements to stay with them in terms of acknowledging it, but I think it would be my recommendation to say that we would ask that, you know, in 2 weeks we could commit to the CBB formally with the resolution to stay another year. We have options to go our own or go other directions, but I am pleased with the changes, the proposal, and the direction that the organization is going as of the past 10, 12 months, changes that I've seen.
Yeah, I just want to say that, I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I feel like the CPB has pretty much fulfilled everything that we've asked them. You know, I thought we should have stayed with them initially, and I still do. And I guess I want to say thank you to Chris for doing all this, because you really did work on that, and I appreciate it, because I think it's a great program. I thought, you know, I really feel like we should be doing our own anyway, and so this is a great alternative. So thank you for doing that, working so hard on that.
Jim?
Well, I'm glad that something's been, maybe our moving outside is the term, you know, Aurora to look at us a little more seriously. I guess it is a year. I think that we need to still keep in the back of our mind one of these other options, because what if, you know, it's all on paper right now, it's a pilot program. What if it doesn't work for us? That we're back where we were, come through another year of it. So I think that's something everybody should keep in their mind, is the what if, because we've been through this how many years, and I don't mean to put them down, but I'm just leery of it. You know, I've been here like 16 years, and it's been the same. So I think we should just maybe halfway through assess it to see, is it working for us? Because it's new for them, just like us, too. But if it's not going to work, then what are we going to do? Are we back to square one? So.
Seaver, do you have something?
Well, I just feel that the pilot program really, really does respond to the concerns that I heard in this group a year ago. I'm willing to give it a shot and see what happens. I think it's the best alternative of the three that have been presented. So I'm supportive of it.
I just wanted to add to that, the fact that we the income is going up in our hotel tax is, I mean, obviously something's working. So just the fact that it's gone up that much is kind of an indication that that is working. I mean, I know it's not because of the pilot program, but the CBB has clearly been doing something all along.
I think with the pilot program, we probably will find out if it's going to work or not pretty quick, probably. So just go like that. That approach, if we see it's not working, you know, probably 6 months, no.
That's
what I was
thinking, like 6 months. Take a look at it and see what's
working. Okay, and Larry, you think continue on the same as everyone else? Monitor and continue? Okay. So I think it's pretty much consensus to go with the pilot program, keep an eye on it. No, I like the direction they're going now.
I'll look at the formal notification provisions in the intergovernmental agreement. I think it will require a vote for the next city council meeting. So we'll draft that for the next meeting, and it will be ready to be voted on.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Any community or liaison reports? Any staff reports? Additional business? Any citizen comments? Meeting adjourned.